wonderful message of love. We sing the song of victory. The King won the victory on the cross of Calvary. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Rejoice, you redeemed. The Lamb has conquered death. Sing with joy of the victory. In the blood is the power which has conquered death, hell, and Satan. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Rejoice, ye redeemed. The Lamb has conquered death. Sing with joy of the victory. You, the people who are redeemed by His blood, very soon we will go home. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Rejoice, you redeemed. The Lamb has won the victory over death. We greet on this Sunday morning all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide, in the name of the Lord, to a new word observation. May the Lord bless us also this morning. We are grateful for last night, for his wonderful word. God's word is not a dead letter. God's word is spirit and life. It is effective and it accomplishes for what God has sent it for. I would like to read us a word from Colossians. Yesterday we read from Colossians 1 verse 14. Now I read from Colossians chapter 2 from verse 9. Colossians 2 verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Paul writes to the Ephesians, to the Colossians. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here we have read, and ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord. Yesterday we heard from Colossians 1, verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church. Paul continues to write, in verse 13 it says, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven all trespasses. Praise and thanks. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise and thanks for the perfect redemption, for the perfect victory on the cross of Calvary. The letter of requirements, he nailed it to his cross, blotting it out, taking it out of the way. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful to God what he has done for us. We are grateful for that, what he is doing now in us. He has conquered all powers and principalities, also death, hell, a complete victory he won for us on the cross of Calvary. We can just thank God, praising his name. Now I ask that Brother Schmidt prays with us, and then Brother Frank will serve us with a word of God. Please, Brother Schmidt. Gracious God, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. I thank you as you have given us and me the privilege that we can hear your word. Thank you, Lord, for it. It's for all of us who we are hearing your word, who we believe your word. We have received grace before you. And in this grace, Lord Jesus Christ, we receive your word and you, so that you are glorified in the midst of your people. But give each one of us grace now to give you the glory and the praise, Lord in heaven. We are still living in the time in which you have foretold it. When we see all these things coming to pass, then we should lift up our heads and we should rejoice, Lord. We rejoice of your grace. Yes, we are sometimes sad that we cannot come together again as we would like, as it was. But for one thing we thank you, that you made it possible that we can still come before your throne wherever we are on the earth, that we can together give you the praise and the honor, thanking you for the possibility which you have given us in this time, so that your word can still reach all worldwide. Give grace, Lord, that all who are hearing it, and give us also grace at this place, who we are in your presence, Lord. Give grace that we receive it with all those whom you have ordained for eternal life. Thank you for it to our God. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. To the Lord our God be the thanks for his precious and holy word and for the grace which we have to believe it, with all our hearts, and to get it revealed by the Spirit. And whoever believes, as the Scripture has said, he or she will see the glory of God, will see the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And also we, as the church, of the firstborn as the church of the living God, we will see the right hand of the Lord exalted. And we testify the right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Brothers and sisters, if you would know how often I, in the last days, in the recent days, have praying, beloved Lord, give me that faith which is the which has overcome the world. I walk up and down in my office and I say it once again, beloved Lord, give me that faith which is the victory power which has overcome the world. We all know the overcomers, they will see the glory of God. They will participate in the rapture. It's just so wonderful that we can pass on God's holy word. Yes, the last message, by grace, we can carry it on. And just in Isaiah chapter 53, the most important chapter in the plan of salvation, it is written, who has believed our message? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then we can say of a certainty of faith, to all them who believe, to them the arm, the right hand of the Lord will be exalted, and they will see, and they will experience it. We are grateful to the Lord also for that, that all the world can hear and tune in. Our beloved brother Andreas Miskis, he just told me before, yesterday 3,500 connections were worldwide. And then of course are coming all the other connections to it. And if you think about at the beginning of the day in Australia, 8 hours ahead of us. Let us go to North America, 8 hours behind us. With some it's night at 3 o'clock at night, and with the others it's evening, 8 o'clock. And if you think about, all are getting up, all are listening, also our beloved brothers who are also proclaiming the word with us, they raise their voices. The best testimony today gave Brother Dr. Mbie. He said, Brother Frank, the ministry of Brother Branham and the continuation by your ministry, this God has given so that we are being brought back to the Word. And he gave the testimony that the local TV station broadcasted all the sermon and all could hear and watch. We are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that the last message is reaching the last ones so that they are called out, that they are experiencing their preparation together with us. Now, concerning this time, for me, it's very extraordinary. For the first time in my life, that we have no regular meetings anymore. You all can still remember it, how the Lord has said, gather ye my people, that they hear my words. And if we look back, brothers and sisters, also for all who in the meantime were added, we may say, the Lord has given grace. Now in June, 46 years ago, we consecrated this building to God. 1974, we consecrated this building to God. And, brothers and sisters, about from 40 nations, brothers and sisters, have been coming to this place to hear God's holy word with us. But the most important is, of course, now that in 174 countries, all can tune in, all can watch and listen. With God, everything will be wonderful. Also, this time, which we don't like, and many are asking, why do we not have yet meetings? Let us still wait a bit. We will have again the meetings. And we will preach the word at this place. But also now for all those who have not experienced with us our time, you all know, since 1958, we have listened regularly to the sermons of Brother Branham. And regularly, we had our meetings here. And there were years of blessing, especially the 70s. And I may say it here honestly, the Spirit of God was at work in a mighty way. And the most blessed were brother and sister Rus, both blessed by God. I think yesterday evening I said it also with brother and sister Rus. I spent more than 50 years, especially with brother Rus. I preached with him the word of God. And the Lord God blessed beyond asking, beyond understanding. How many times singing in tongues and then in our language prophecies, God really blessed richly. But as it should come in the permissive will of God, the enemy also crept in. And suddenly, it said, no more Brother Rus, and no more Brother Schmidt, but it said, this Rus must go, this Schmidt must go. Suddenly, a voice rose within the church, which was a blessing before that, which was blessed beyond understanding, but which was not satisfied anymore, most probably only satisfied with oneself. And then came the big trouble, 1979. But God, in his faithfulness, who just let happen the permissive will of God, so that the perfect will of God can happen. You all know, when our two brothers, Brother Leonard Rus and Brother Paul Schmidt, when they should be consecrated, I heard both names, the first name and the surname. I heard them clearly that they should be placed. But then this voice just took everything in her own hands. And suddenly it said only, my servant, consecrate me, Brother Klaus and Sister Ruth. And you all know who witnessed it, what this brought with it. And I said it here before, I mentioned it. I say it here again, so that the whole world knows that also we had to go through the very hard trials. And then came the Saturday morning at around 10 o'clock in the morning with a loud, clear voice. My servant, search the book of Acts whether ever a brother together with his wife was consecrated to a ministry. And you cannot imagine what this triggered when I told the prophetess that this prophecy was not of God. In that moment, literally, the devil was loosened. But it had to be this way, so that the false which was crept in, that it was manifested. And may God give us grace that nothing own, nothing strange may creep in again, but that the true proclamation with the true working and moving of the Spirit of God is connected. And as we said here many times, as the church, by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, was called into existence and was founded, and as the Spirit of God was at work and placing the various ministries, the five ministries, and also the nine gifts of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God by word and spirit, he was at work in the church. So it is also now to the final goal, namely that to the proclamation of the true word in the church of the firstborn, in the true church of the living God, that the last supernatural, mighty moving of God is manifested. And then there will be no interruption anymore. Then we, together, we will experience the completion. And brothers and sisters, believe me, the moment has come where it is being fulfilled. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Not all the believers, but those who are part of the Bride of the Lamb, those who are part of the Church of the Firstborn, namely to them who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, to them to whom the Lord can say loudly, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. And we could find out on ourselves how the Spirit of God, throughout all these years, also through the sermons and the ministry of Brother Branham, how he led us into the Word, into all of the counsel of our God. And we preached about it, we taught about it, and we wrote about it, and we believe everything what God has said in His Word, and we will experience the completion shortly. Also, the time which is now happening, all the other pandemics and pestilences, their malaria, there some kind of other flu or sickness, but now worldwide, everything is happening worldwide. The global warming, climate change, just everything happens worldwide. And brothers and sisters, we must emphasize it time and again, telling you, blessed are our eyes. For the Lord Himself said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we believe, out of full conviction, that the faithful God has sent Brother Branham with a last message back to the Word, back to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles, back to the foundation which was laid at the beginning. And so we thank the Lord God that we truly, in every way, doctrinally, we have been brought back to the very beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everything God has revealed by grace. And we have come out from all religious confusion and captivity according to the promise in the Holy Scripture, ye, my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And I will be your God. All who are born of God, who are part of the firstborn, they will in this time believe the promises which God has given to the church for this period of time with all their hearts. Will receive their correction gratefully, agreeing only with God, and only let this be valid, what is written in the Holy Scripture. Now, I would like to just briefly speak about the birthright, and you all can read it. It goes back up to Genesis chapter 4, when the first sacrifice was given by Abel. You all know, Cain brought the fruits of the field onto the altar, but Abel, he sacrificed of the firstborn of the animals. And if I then go throughout all the Old Testament, for Esau, the birthright had no meaning at all. For Jacob, it had a most important significance. He wanted this birthright. And then in the law, God says, all the firstborn are mine. All the firstborn shall be holy unto me. And then whoever reads in all of the Old Testament what the Lord has connected with it, then it becomes clear and understandable for us why our Lord and Savior, as the firstborn, came to us to give us the adoption as sons. Galatians 4, verse 4. The adoption as the firstborn, giving it to us by grace. About this, many things could be said here. Now, let us read from Hebrews chapter 1 and some other scriptures. May God bless. This is my prayer. And I am convinced in the presence of the living God that the last message, the message of the word with all the promises as they were given in the ministry, in the commission of Brother Branham, so we have them in the divine commission. We passed them on. We proclaimed them on. And we could carry them into all the world. And the Lord God is watching over His word. And He's watching over all who receive it by faith. They will experience the fulfillment of all the promises up to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Hebrews, chapter 1, just from verse 1 to 6, just briefly, a couple of verses. God, Hebrews 1, from verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power. Hallelujah! Upholding the universe by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Yes, we could read, sit at my right hand until I lay all the enemies as your footstool. And as we read in the word of introduction, our Lord, on the cross of Calvary, He conquered all powers. Death, hell, Satan, He conquered everything. And He has given us this victory by His grace. And we are grateful with all our hearts for it. How often I've said it, brothers and sisters, the resurrection of our Lord is of course the guarantee for our resurrection. We're looking back to the past months, Good Friday, Easter, Ascension Day, and Pentecost. As we said yesterday, true children of God are experiencing what happened for us on that Good Friday when our Lord cried out on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." It was finished. Our sin was atoned. The price was paid for. And the letter of requirements was torn into pieces, so that we by faith can come to the throne of grace. Then, concerning the Ascension Day, as sure as our Redeemer was taken up, he of course has said before, "I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also." We are children of promise, and we believe every promise. The place is already prepared, and the Lord will return. And I tell you, never was the return of the Lord so near, so close. And our Lord said that it is at the door. And by grace, we may experience our preparation. Then we read also in verse 6. In verse 6, Hebrews 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. When he bringeth the firstborn, by whom we received the birthright, the Son, through whom we became sons and daughters. And then comes the completion by grace. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Then, in Hebrews chapter 12, these precious words, Hebrews chapter 12, here we read verse 22 and verse 23. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the festive gathering, and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect to Mount Zion. The teaching should go forth from Jerusalem and the word of God from Mount Zion. And the church of Jesus Christ has been brought back to the word which was at the beginning when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. You all know it happened on Mount Zion in the upper room. And from there the word went forth and we have come back as the multitude of the firstborn, of those who received the birthright by His grace. To the Lord our God be the glory. And of our God it says in Isaiah chapter 44, Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Before Him was no one, and after Him will be no one. He is the beginning and the end. And we thank the Lord God that He made with us the beginning, and He will make with us also the completion. Then, the precious word now from Revelation 22. And please, don't forget it. As already mentioned before, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And whosoever will hear it, let him say, come. And whoever believes it with all his heart, he will expect the return of the Lord. As we said before, who waits today? Where is the Spirit? And where is the Bride? Only there where the calling out, where the correction, where everything was taken out of the way which was not of God. And please receive it. The Lord will not take any mixing into glory. No false teacher will participate in the rapture. No misled people will participate in the rapture. But only the Bride of the Lamb, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of the bodily redemption. Here, in Revelation 22, we read verse 12 and verse 13. Revelation 22, verse 12 and 13. And behold, I come quickly. Could one preach this very loudly as now? Now we are very close before the return of our Lord. And dear brothers and sisters, please permit me to say this once again. I really had the impression that since 1979, 40 years have passed, and that a new phase will start. I had no idea how everything would come to its end. But I completed my commission, which the Lord had given me. I went from city to city and from country to country, flying and driving to bring the last message, the holy, revealed, precious word into all the world. For thus our Lord foretold it. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And as sure as the holy gospel, the revealed precious word, was proclaimed as the last message, so sure, now the end shall come as the Lord announced it and as he said it. Once again, Revelation 22 verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. What a grace that we can believe with all our hearts. One more thought, brothers and sisters. If we speak of the creation of God, our Lord, the beginning of creation of God, not the beginning of the creation of the heaven and the earth, but of the divine creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. And our Lord, who of course as the promised seed has come, already promised from Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 and in Galatians 3, you can read it, until the seed would come to whom the promise applies. He, the seed of God, has come. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Here's the point. The word is the seed. But when the seed came forth and brought forth what he is in reality, then also Simon could hold our Lord and Savior as a creation. Here he was. He could handle him in his hands. Before that, the seed. And now, the seed which has come forth, which took shape, in the same way it is with us. Firstly, we are hearing the word. The word is the seed. And inasmuch as we receive the word, then the seed comes alive in us. And we are born again unto a living hope. We are a new creation. I read it to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. and all things. Brothers and sisters, we have heard the word of God richly. I would like it best to read the scripture from Hebrews chapter 12. Just very mighty. Wherever one reads, everywhere, God speaks through His word to us. Gather at Mount Zion to the complete made perfect, to the firstborn, written down in heaven. I'm convinced, and I may say it before God the Almighty, I may speak it out by faith, that we are not speaking to a mixed crowd where people are presenting their own interpretations, but we are speaking to the called out church, to those who are chosen before the foundation of the world to experience the completion, who not only speak of the ministry of Brother Branham and then give their own interpretations. Dear brothers and sisters, if you would know how many interpretations are given by those who refer to Brother Branham, bringing it to the people, it cries out to heaven. One refers to Brother Branham, to the prophet, and interprets what he said to their own understanding. So that there are now the many groups in every country, in every city, as Brother Green already said at the time, 11 different churches in the end time message. No and again no. In the last message, there is only one true church, the church of the firstborn, who are born again by the Spirit of God, who have the nature of Jesus Christ in them. And as everything was fulfilled in Him, what referred to Him as the Redeemer, so now it's being fulfilled in the redeemed, everything what God has promised to us. Because we are the children of promise. Therefore, we believe only what God has said in His word. Especially also all those who believe that the Lord has left the mercy seat. Shall I say to you clearly? On the mercy seat is of course the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord was never on the mercy seat. And when Brother Branham, at the opening of the seven seals, he said, now the Lamb left the throne and he took the book, then it doesn't mean that he said goodbye to the throne. No, that he just rose to take the book and to loosen and reveal the seals. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you understand what it means for me to have received a divine commission and to carry it out. I want to stand myself before God, and I want that all who hear His word from my mouth, that they hear only the pure and holy word, and that we together we experience the completion. Let me say this once again, brothers and sisters. In the time of Brother Branham, He, of course, has seen a wheat field, and he saw tares in this wheat field, and he saw how both were hanging down, both were praying for rain, and he saw that rain came upon both seeds, and both of them, they cried out, Hallelujah, praise God. The tares and the wheat in the same way. But I say this in the presence of God now. It is written, the Lord will send out his angels that they take out all the tares from the wheat field, so that in the harvest not tares and wheat is harvested and is brought into the heavenly garner, but only the pure wheat. I say it in the presence of the Almighty God with the Bible in my hand. When the Lord God showed me the overripe wheat field and the brand new combine, and he commanded me, my servant, bring in the harvest. I saw the wheat field. As I see before me here, everything, not one tear. It stood out to me. It stood directly to me out. While I saw this experience in the spirit, not a single tear, even not on the edge of the wheat field, but only the pure golden yellow wheat. Brothers and sisters, we notice that the time is already over, and many expected the return of the Lord already, but he has patience until the last ones are coming in. One thing is sure, when the Lord brings in his harvest, and when the wheat is gathered into the heavenly garner, then no single tear will be among it. I believe that all who believe now the pure, holy, precious word of God, that they experience their redemption by the blood, experiencing their forgiveness of sins, their reconciliation with God, experiencing their adoption as sons, and that everything what God promised, they will say yes and amen to it. And let us also say this once again. As sure as at the first coming of Christ, all promises were fulfilled, which were ordained to it, so sure now everything will come to its fulfillment. The commission was carried out. The Lord knows the way. The Lord knows the time. And also we recognized that the last phase has started, and that we are just waiting that the Lord in a mighty way will shake the heavens and the earth, and once more, he will confirm his holy word and fulfill in all them who believe it. May all worldwide be blessed. May all translators be blessed. May all languages hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And today, I would like to mention Brother Jean Lambert in a special way, greeting him, wishing him God's blessing, who of course translates into the French language. Yes, may all brothers in all places, all who are here today, all who are translating somewhere in their homes, May the word of the Lord reach the ends of the earth. I myself, in the past months, I became old. I hardly can walk. I hardly can stand. Hardly can see. I just have to bear everything on my heart. But I'm grateful to God. Although I cannot travel myself personally anymore, yet God took care for it. Also for brothers He has taken care, who are working in the technic, who can make and arrange everything, and also all brothers worldwide. May the Lord God bless all translators and all who are hearing their language in their language, from one end to the earth to the other. Let us say this also for the third time. Only the Spirit and the Bride say, come. All the others, they have their programs. And as somebody told me via phone, he said, if you would know what kind of charismatic is taking place in the message churches, how long they're clapping their hands, singing, and all have crossed over into the charismatics because they believe that the Lord has come already and that He is now amongst them. Brothers and sisters, if one hears all that, then it just hurts very much. But whoever is of God will believe that the same Jesus who led His disciples to Bethany, and before their eyes He ascended bodily into heaven. And it was said, this same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Everything else is false teaching, is deception, and many were misled. And let me say this in closing, in all three Gospels, in which the Lord spoke about the end time, He said as the first one, beware that no one deceives you. Read it. Take heed that no one deceives you. May God give grace. Let me say it here loudly and clearly. The elect cannot be deceived. They are called out. They are separated, purified and cleansed. They are the multitude of the firstborn. And together with the firstborn, they will make up the bride. We'll celebrate the marriage supper with the bridegroom. To our God be the glory. May also all ministering brethren, also all who have phoned in today, may all ministering brethren in all places, in all languages, only preach that what they can preach from the Word of God. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And we say goodbye with the hope that very soon we will can come again together at this place, which we consecrated to God, that we can again hear the word together. But also all then who cannot come to this place, all can hear in their countries in their languages. Blessed and praised be our Lord and our God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Almighty God, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious and holy word. Also today, your word will not return void, but it will accomplish for what you have sent it for. We thank you for this place which you have given unto us. And we thank you that despite of the regulations, that your word can still go forth from this place. We thank you, beloved Lord, and all who are of God, they will hear the voice of God. They will believe, and together we shall experience the completion. Beloved Lord, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us your blessing in Jesus' holy name. Amen.